Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechta Sita, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Alef, Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecha to find your Zivik Hagon, B'Karav Mamish. And Mishnah Alef tells us, Eilin Mar B'chal Lashon, the following things are allowed to be said in any language. They don't have to be said in Lashon HaKodesh. They can be said in any language that the person understands. Number one, Parsha Sita. Oh, we've had this before. These are the psukim of the Alois and Shvuos that the Kayin reads to the woman, and they do not have to be said in Lashon HaKodesh. They can be said in any language. Vidui Meister, this is when a person takes all their Meisters out of their house. He has to say a certain Lashon, and that could be said in any language. Kriyas Shema Utfila, Shema that he says every day, and Shemayna Esrei could be said in any language that he understands. Ebrechs Hamazon, benching, Ushvuos Eidus, Ushvuos Apikadon, two different types of Shvuos a person might have to make in Bezdin. All these things are allowed to be said in any language, and that's because every single one of these has a pasuk that tells us they can be said in any language. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, Ve'ilan Amar and Bolshana Kaidesh, the following things are only allowed to be said in Lashana Kaidesh. Mikr Bikurim, when a person brings his Bikurim, his first fruits to the Beis HaMikdash, Vachalitza, when we have a Chalitza ceremony, a woman's husband died without children, and his brother does not want to do Yibam, he wants Chalitza, so this ceremony has to be done in Lashon HaKodesh. Brachos HaKlalos, these are the brachos and klalos that were said to Am Yisrael right when they came to Eretz Yisrael with Yeshua. Brachos Kaihanim, this is the Pesukim of Brachos Kaihanim, Yerech Hashem Yishmerecha, so on and so forth. Ubrachos Kayin Gadol, this is the bracha the Kayin Gadol would bless the nation with after he finished the Avodah of Yom Kippur and he would read from the Torah. Uparshas HaMelech, this is when the king would read from the Torah at Hakel. This is on Chol Moed Sukkos once every 7 years. Uparshas Egla Rufa, and the Parsha of Egla Rufa. Umashoch Muhammad Bashashim Dabral Am, and the anointed Kayin, when he would speak to the nation before they went out to war, what he told them also had to be said in Lashon HaKodesh. We're going to stop here for the day and not really explain what we just learned in this Mishnah, because the subsequent Mishnahs are going to be explaining them in detail. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.